Brilliance Audio presents Only One Life by Ashley Farley. Performed by Sophie Amos and Elizabeth Wiley.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Julia. Present Day. Julia felt as though her belly might explode wide open, even though the baby wasn't due for another 2 weeks. She smiled at the thought of giving birth on the tile floor in the kitchen of Duke's diner, as Duke hovered over her, coaching her through the labor pains and delivery. Propping her elbows on the prep counter, she lifted her face to the oscillating fan, relishing the feel of cool air on her clammy skin. She longed to rest her swollen feet, but the lunch crowd had just begun to trickle in, and hours remained before her shift ended.
"Order's up, Jules," Cook called,
sliding a large tray of food and drinks across the counter toward her. She eyed the tray, debating whether she had the energy to lift it. Cook, tall and lean despite his profession, observed her from behind the griddle as he flipped burgers.
"You all right, sweetheart?"
Brushing a damp strand of hair off her forehead, Julia fanned her face with her order pad. "The heat is killing me. This is the 10th day in a row the temperature has broken 100.
"The weathermen are calling it the hottest July on record," Cook said,
as he transferred the burgers onto buns prepped with lettuce and tomatoes in red plastic baskets lined with gingham waxed paper. "They say that every year," Julia said, and doubled over at the sudden gripping pain in her side. "Breathe, Julia," she mumbled to herself as she sucked in a deep breath and counted to 3. Duke burst through the swinging door from the dining room.
"Here, let me help you with that."
He elbowed her out of the way and hoisted the tray onto his shoulder. With a crew cut, hard gut, and bulging tatted up biceps, her boss fitted the part of an ex-Marine. Annie had no patience for female drama. He grumbled incessantly when his waitresses took maternity leave and told them to suck it up when they called in sick with menstrual cramps. But he had softened toward Julia in recent months. After nursing her through a series of miscarriages, the entire staff at Duke's, waitresses and busboys and bartenders who'd worked together for years, was cheering her on.
"Thank you, Duke," she said, following him to the front of the restaurant.
Little had changed in the dining room since Duke's grandfather, Duke Sr., built the place in the early 60s. Wooden booths with laminate tabletops lined one side of the room, while leather swivel stools were positioned in front of the lunch counter on the other. A hodgepodge of mounted saltwater fish, from blue marlin to sand sharks, adorned the walls along with framed photographs of famous people who had visited Duke's over the years. The food was the best in town, but the smell of the greasy burgers and fries made Julia nauseated as she placed the red baskets in front of an attractive young family of 4. As the afternoon dragged on, Julia's section of tables turned over time and again with families who vacationed on Edisto Island every summer. The queasiness intensified with each passing hour. By the time her replacement arrived at 3 o'clock for the dinner shift, she felt wretched. The weather forecast was calling for afternoon storms, and the air was so thick with humidity, she struggled to catch her breath when she exited the diner on her way to her car. She was rummaging in her purse for her car keys when she spotted an unmistakably familiar figure. An elegant woman wearing a floral sundress with her chestnut hair tied back in a low ponytail, watching her from across the street. Shielding her eyes from the blinding sun, she called out,
"Mama!"
Her mother stared back at her, seemingly frozen in place. Gripping her purse close to her body, Julia moved to the edge of the parking lot. A stream of cars passed in front of her from both directions,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?